Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The 28th annual Soldotna Chamber Pie and Dessert Auction themed Soldotna Sock Hop is nearing capacity and promising a lively Saturday evening at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex on Saturday, October 22nd. The primary fundraising event for the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, the evening will include a live pie auctions and a variety of raffles and games. Shannon Davis, Executive Director for the Soldotna Chamber, on pie auction prizes.
We have probably the most robust auction items as far as the packages that are going to be chosen.
The purpose of this event is to raise funds for the Soldotna community events and programs. This includes Frozen River Fest, Soldotna Progress Days, the Love It Am Soldotna Music Series, and many more. The Soldotna Chamber Pie and Dessert Auction also finances the Soldotna Chamber Scholarship Program in its entirety. Over the past 28 years, with the help of generous membership, the Soldotna Chamber has awarded over $334,500 in scholarships to students in the greater Soldotna area. Davis explains the scholarships and tickets.
Pie Auction supports our scholarship program in its entirety, so that includes over the years we've given out over $320,000 in scholarships, and now the past 3 years we have done our Spark Soldotna event as well, which is a Shark Tank style event. Pie Auction funds that, so it's just a lot of fun.
The Pie Auction is scheduled for this evening at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex, and it is sold out this year. Alaska Airlines pilots have a tentative agreement on a new 3-year labor contract. Their union, the Airline Pilots Association, said on Monday that the deal means better job security, pay, and scheduling flexibility. 96% of eligible Alaskan Airlines pilots voted. 82% of the pilots that voted approved the contract. Some pilots will see wage increases of up to 23%, depending on their years of service. Contract negotiations have been going on for close to 3 years. Federal investigators have scathing comments about a child psychiatric hospital in Anchorage. North Star Behavioral Health has 3 campuses in Anchorage, and it's Alaska's only provider for psychiatric care for kids younger than the age of 12. But in their write-up, federal regulators named several deficiencies in lawsuits claiming patients were sexually abused. It also reports that patients escaping one of the hospitals. Many patients are sent to North Star by the State Office of Children's Services. Alaska Day was being observed on Tuesday, 155 years after the state's territory was bought by the United States. Jack Cronin offers this report.
Alaska Day commemorates the official transfer of the Alaska Territory from Russia to the U.S. on October 18, 1867, 7 months after the agreed purchase of $7.2 million, around $120 million in today's money. The formal transfer was celebrated with a ceremony at Fort Sitka, with 250 United States Army troops marching to the governor's house at Castle Hill, replacing the Russian flag with the flag of the United States. And while it would be another 92 years before Alaska became a U.S. state in 1959, Alaska Day marks the official purchase and transfer of the land from Russia 155 years ago. I'm Jack Cronin.
Representative Mary Peltola is leading her challengers in campaign fundraising by millions. According to a recent Federal Elections Commission find, the freshly elected Democrat from Bethel outraised her Republican opponents by around $2 million. Since getting elected to serve out the final months of the late Representative Don Young's term, Peltola has gained the support of Native tribes, national labor groups, and the congressional leaders. She faces off against Republicans Nick Begich III and former Governor Sarah Palin, as well as Libertarian Chris Bayh during the November 8th general election. You'll find more news from Tuesday on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the news from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.